You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely f***ed up?
They're saying I should think stuff like this. They're saying
something is wrong with me.
How'd you get to be so cynical?
Practice.
Welcome to Positive Cynicism. I am your host, Chad Smart. As always, you can find me on Twitter at Chad Smart. It's very simple. Look it up. And I am joined this week, since we just finished recording his podcast, My 1-2-3 Cents. I am joined by the host of My 1-2-3 Cents, Kevin Hunsberger. Welcome, Kevin.
What's up? Hey, thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you are on Twitter at Kevin Hunsberger, which is a much harder name to spell than at Chad Smart, but yet, I guess because you're on TV every day, people know you. So,
I think that has something to do with it. We're gonna work on your Twitter presence, so I promise.
All right, we'll work on that. Yeah, that's one of our goals for 2018. Anyway, when I started this podcast a little under a year ago, one of my thoughts and ambitions with the podcast was, in a cynical way, to spread some positivity and spread just trying to make the world a better place, because I feel that there's too much negativity in the world, and we can all use more positivity. And Kevin, you have just we are recording this at the end of 2017, and on this date, you and your ugly suit partner, Tom Harness, have completed your goal of raising $7,500 for a children's organization in Southern Illinois, correct?
That is correct, yeah. I just logged into the site, and I still have a couple more donations to pick up. We've just hit the $8,100 mark. Our original goal was $7,500, and basically, We went around for the month of December in these ugly Christmas suits and raised money. We posed for pictures, did social media shout-outs. We pick a charity that is, and Tom started this 4 years ago and invited me to join him this year, but we pick a charity that people don't know much about, and we spread the word through social media. And that's why we're going to work on your Twitter presence. If we can raise $8,100 in 4 weeks, we can get you some followers on Twitter. But we would go around and take pictures and post them and do social media shout outs. And it's a way of giving back to the donor, but also giving to this group, Children's Home and Aid, that does counseling services and follow-up care for adoptive families in Southern Illinois. They cover the entire state. But the group that we help specifically covers 27 counties and about 150 different families.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Now, with this charity drive, you say that you take pictures, people donate and take pictures. Did you find that your donations were coming more from companies or personal donations?
It's been interesting. I would say a lot of the donations have been from individuals, but maybe people who have for example, if you don't mind, I'm going to give you a shout out. You made a donation, and I shouted out and plugged this podcast, Positive Cynicism, for that. So it may be somebody that is trying to build a brand or get, their name out there. And I'm not saying that that's why they donated. I think everyone donated because they wanted to donate and they felt good about it. And in fact, some of the largest donors have opted to remain anonymous and don't want the social media shout out. So we offer the social media shout out as kind of an incentive because, sometimes when you donate to a cause, you get something in return. Not everybody does, but we want to kind of give it a return on investment where you can plug yourself. And for example, one of the local medical facilities here made a donation. And earlier, we went and we took a bunch of pictures with some of the equipment and stuff that they use, and we'll do a social media shout-out for them. Or the car dealership, Volkswagen, let us drive one of their vehicles around for a while, and we took pictures in that. So, yeah, some of it is, you know, people donating and kind of wanting that that shout-out, because between the two of us, we have approximately 10,000 followers on the three different main social media platforms. So, you know, it's not all about the recognition, but I think that it entices people and maybe gives them a little more incentive to donate.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know, too, that you guys had a vote for which ugly Christmas suit you would wear this year. And,
yes.
And those come from Shinesty, right? Am I pronouncing
that is
that
right? Yes. Shinesty.
Did you get a donation from Shinesty? Or should we call them out and publicly humiliate them right now for not donating?
You know, I want to say I feel like Shinesty did donate early into the campaign.
Okay, good.
And I'm not 100% sure on that because I think they sent something to Tom. Tom takes care of the suits. But I will say, because we were talking about Star Wars before we started recording this, Tom always lets people on social media vote on the suit. He picks four different suits that are all Christmas-themed, and then people vote on them. And this year, they voted on the dogs, which of the four suit choices, now that it's over, I'll say it, it was my least favorite of the suits. But of course, it's the one that won. Well, probably about a week after our suits arrived, Shinesty released two new Christmas suits, and two of them were Star Wars Christmas suits, which, you know, I was really wanting to wear those. But, you know, we may throw those in the mix for next year and do the Star Wars ugly Christmas suit. But, yeah, it's fun, and it's definitely an attention getter because we wear the suits until we reach the goal. You know, we hit Christmas. We hadn't reached the goal. We went to the 27th, so we only went a couple of extra days over Christmas. But you know, I was home in St. Louis over Christmas and went to the store a couple of times. And I'm in the suit, and you know, people look and they ask what you're doing, and sometimes you know, just that conversation and why you're wearing it has encouraged some people to just you know make a donation right on the spot as well. And you know, you take a picture with them and give them a shout out as well, but it was fun and kind of an eye-opening experience as well, and learning more about the charity at hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I can make a recommendation, that would be next year maybe do two different suits, one for Tom and one for you.
I agree.
Because I know you posted a picture, which I'm not really sure what it was for. I know you were showing off your Ric Flair socks.
Oh, yes.
But because I believe you had Tom in a figure four leg lock, but because you were both wearing the same suit, it was really confusing, a really confusing photo. So
yes, it's hard to tell, right?
Yeah. So now, yeah, you mentioned Tom had started this charity event 4 years ago. And, mm-hmm. and you know, maybe I should have Tom on to discuss. This was your first year being involved, correct?
It is.
And
it was, yeah.
Do you know what the record that Tom had raised previously?
Yeah, Tom, when he started this, and he actually, I've heard him tell this story enough times that I know it. So it all started 4 years ago for him, and he was kind of lacking the Christmas spirit. The Shinesty suits popped up on his feed. For people who don't know, Shinesty has a whole line of crazy suits. He bought his first one then. It was in December. It was a Christmas suit. He wore it out to kind of spread Christmas cheer. And in doing that, people asked if they could take a picture with him. And then when he took a picture, they would offer to make a donation. So he started collecting donations, and he took that first year, he raised $800, and he took half of it and donated to a group here called Gumdrops, which provides food for kids who come from low-income families on weekends when they leave school. If they're not on, you know, they're on the free and reduced school lunch program, so they would have food to take home. The other half he used to buy bicycles for a program that was giving bicycles out to kids. So $800 was that first year. The second year he did Team RWB, a veterans group, and he raised about $5,000. And then the third year, he went about $5,500, and it was for a group called The Promise that is a shelter slash soup kitchen, and they take clothes and they give them out and toys and whatnot, and people were doing in-kind donations too. So it grew and grew and grew. Well, then when he asked me to join him, I'm like, well, if you've raised $5,000, we can do $7,500. And at first it was like, what are we getting ourselves into? But now, like I said, we're just over $8,100, and I do know that there are some more folks that are still going to be donating. So it's just been a good cause, and I feel like it gets everybody kind of involved, like I said, with the social media shout out or the picture. Not everybody opts to do that, but we're having fun doing it, and we try to do funny, crazy poses, like I said, when we go to the doctor's office or, you know, doing different things with different people.
Mm-hmm. And when did you say you started taking donations?
The campaign officially started on Giving Tuesday, so okay. I think that was November 25th or 26th. It's the Tuesday after Black Friday.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Now, I believe Shinesty also makes rompers. Have you thought about making a second yearly charity event in the summertime?
That's not a bad idea. Tom has said, and I don't know how serious he is about it, but because the suits are gaining popularity, and Walmart actually has a line of suits now too, mm-hmm. and we've seen more and more people here in Southern Illinois kind of starting to wear the suits. So to kind of keep the uniqueness going, you know, there's been talk about the rompers. I don't know. I don't think the world's ready to see me in a romper yet.
I don't think the romper is a good idea. But yeah, I know what you mean because, you know, 2 years ago when you and I were in Dallas for WrestleMania weekend at Hall of Fame, I wore it was an Oppo suit, which I don't know if they're connected with Shinesty, if they're...
They are, yes.
Complete. Yeah, I had the Technicolor suit. And at the time, I think Tom was the only person that I knew who was wearing one. But yes, now they are very popular. You do see them at Walmart, at Target. And so, yeah, I wonder if next year you might have to come up with something a little different just to, maybe you could do, because you have the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast, maybe do a lucha mask if you could.
There you go.
Throw that in there.
I've actually contacted Shinesty about doing a lucha mask suit or a wrestling inspired suit with the ropes or the bell or something on it. So they always send me the link to their suggestion page, so I keep suggesting it. So maybe one day it'll be out there.
Gotcha. Now, going off the charity, because like I said, one of my things that I have struggled with in the last couple of years is really trying to figure out how to make a difference. I've said a year and a half ago when I was unemployed and looking for a job that I didn't know what I wanted to do. I've worked in the entertainment industry for roughly 20 years now. I was looking for the change, and part of it was I wanted to do something to give back. And to be honest, I have not done that. I have been lazy. I come up with excuse after excuse not to do it. But what is it for you personally that drew you into helping Tom out with this charity event? Was it the charity itself, or was it the chance to give back, or did Lisa, your wife, just want you out of the house?
For me, I feel like being, for those listeners who don't know, I am a TV news anchor by day, and part of the responsibility I feel like I've kind of imposed it on myself, even though it has been kind of an unwritten thing at the station, is that you give back to the community when you can, in terms of whether it's, volunteering at events or, you know, helping out with different causes. And I have done that my entire tenure, in the TV business, which has just been 20 years now. So I've always given back in some small way, partly because it's the job, but also I came from a family that was pretty generous and giving as well. Both my parents were volunteers. My grandparents were volunteers through the years as well. So in the world of TV news, you know, spoiler alert, it's not this luxurious lifestyle where you make lots of money and are able to donate money. So I've always been an advocate for donating time and volunteering and giving back when I can. So that's where the volunteer thing comes in for me. And then with the ugly Christmas suit thing, I knew that my thought was if there's two of us doing it, we can raise more money and help different causes at the same time. So that's why I got on board. Tom asked me probably over the summer if I'd be interested in helping him out, because I knew that there were going to be some times during December that he was not going to be here to be able to go out, because it is a daily thing where, you know, you go to different businesses or different meet with different people in the suit. And actually, even though we're officially done with the fundraising part of it, we have a lot of make goods to do on the pictures that we raised, because the last 48 hours, I'd say we probably got about a dozen donations to get us to the goal. So yeah, it's just all a part of, like you said, you know, you're always kind of looking for a way to give back and what you can do. And my thought has always been, you may not have the money to give, but if you can give a little bit of time, even if it's just you know, an hour or two here or there, you are making a difference in someone's life.
And I think that is an important aspect to point out, because actually I think giving money is such an easy thing. And I remember back in 96 when I was in college, Garth Brooks came and played the SIU Arena. That's Southern Illinois University, for anyone not familiar. And I got to attend his press conference. And at the time, he was playing, I believe it was in November, and he had an organization or a thing set up with Toys for Tots, and where if you, you know, bring a toy to the concert and drop it off. And someone asked him, like, you know, this is such a good thing that you do. Why do you do it? And he was very honest and said, all I have to do is say, yes, you can do this. They have their volunteers that come and bring the collection bins. They distribute the toys. I don't do anything. So don't give me any credit for this. This is all on them. And so, you know, writing a check, I've had Shema Raputa, who works for, and I probably just butchered her name like I always do, who works for the For Kids Sake organization. She's been on the show. She's another Southern Illinois-based charity helping orphans in Bangladesh. But, you know, I've talked with her, and I just send her a yearly check or online donation, and it takes what, 2 minutes out of my time to do so. So, yeah, I'm helping people, I hope, but it doesn't take any of my anything out of my life to do so. So I definitely agree with you that if you can give time, that is probably a bigger donation, just to show people that someone does care. So, yeah, I mean, and there are several, you know, different charities or organizations to get involved with. And, you know, I this podcast itself has evolved over the last year to where haven't been the focus of community and doing that. Although, even though I end every episode with, you know, do something positive, but I think that in our society, spreading that positivity, because I know we have a tendency to just focus on ourselves, and unfortunately, you know, life can be difficult at times, or, you know, we all work, you know, you work 40 hours a week and you come home exhausted. It's just finding that time to actually do something. But I can't stress enough how important it is to just think about others. And feel free to jump in here, because I feel like I'm rambling at this. So if you have any thoughts.
No, I think you're making a great point. You know, when you can give, and like we said, it's not about the money. time is a valuable asset, and you don't know what kind of difference you're going to make, whether you're going into, you know, part of this, a mutual friend of ours, Mandy Robertson, who Chad, you remember from your days here in Southern Illinois at the TV station.
Yeah.
She now works at a senior assisted living facility, and she made a donation, and for her photo op, she wanted us to come up and judge their ugly Christmas sweater contest. Well, Tom wasn't able to make it up. He was out of town on with his family. So I went up to the center, and, you know, those folks, I imagine some of them don't get a whole lot of visitors. And the excitement that they had, one, you know, this guy in this goofy suit, but also, and I'm not, this is going to come off sounding braggadocious, but I do anchor the local morning news, and a lot of them know me through that. So, you know, just being able to be there and say hi and have lunch with them. And that's what I did, you know, and I stopped by and visited the tables, and, you know, just any little difference that you can make, go to the Humane Society and walk dogs for a day, or, you know, go read to children, at the library. There are so many opportunities that you may not even think about, but I guarantee you, if you just stop by a school or a church or a senior center in your community and just say, hey, I have an hour, what can I do today to kind of help and make a difference? You will touch so many lives just by that one little gesture. And, you know, writing a check is great, and these groups can use the money for sure, but a lot of them can use that time as well.
Yeah. Now, real quick, because we've been kind of serious, so I have to lighten the mood. How many of these senior citizens called you Eden?
It's funny that you say that, because Mandy and I joked, because I was judging this sweater contest, and I said, we'll just tell him I'm Eden, and that way they'll be mad at him and not me. Eden used to work at Channel 3, and a lot of people think that we look a lot alike. Well, fast forward like 10 minutes, and somebody from one of the local health departments came in because they were doing a luncheon up there and said, oh my God, it's Eden. And really for a minute legitimately thought I was Eden, and everybody's like, that's not Eden. So it's funny that you bring that up, because yes, I did get called Eden that day.
And Eden has been gone from the station for what, 3 years?
Yes, just over 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. It blows my mind. People think we look alike. I don't see it, but, you know, I get it, I guess. Yeah.
So, okay, going back to you and Tom and the ugly Christmas sweater or suit charity, have you thought about next year yet? What is the plan, or do you wait until maybe summer to start thinking about what charity to help?
Yeah, we will. We actually started. We went out today, and like I said, did a couple of last photo ops. But we, you know, he was afraid I wasn't going to want to continue on, and I had a good time doing it. So we are definitely going to do it again next year, or this year in 2018. Probably we will meet here again soon, though, and kind of talk about what worked and what didn't work, and kind of tweak things a little bit. But as far as, he likes to pick a charity that is, doesn't get a whole lot of publicity, that people maybe don't know a lot about. You know, Shema, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. and For Kids' Sake, they work with Tom's digital marketing group as far as the digital marketing component of things. So they get some decent plugs down here in Southern Illinois, and they do amazing work as well. So, you know, I don't know. Children's Home and Aid, the group that was helped in 2017, kind of approached Tom a couple of months ago, and we had never heard of them. And they're right down the road in Herrin, Illinois here. Drive past their office, but it's one of those things that you see the building, but you don't know what it is or who they are, what they do. So that's what I've liked about this, is learning more about these groups that are here and are making a huge difference, but doing it with very little money and very little budget to promote themselves. So that's kind of what Tom does as a social media guy and a digital marketer is he shows them over the course of that month that we're raising money how they can do this on their own. And Children's Home and Aid has said that they are now going to use this as a launching point for them to do a fundraiser every year. So that's kind of the goal, is to build these folks up and show them how it's done, and then they can kind of become self-sufficient in the fundraising aspect of things.
Nice. I think we've covered all the major topics. I think, do you have any last words that you would like to share as we head into 2018?
Not really. I mean, you asked me that and I say not really, and then I'm going to go on and ramble. This is kind of like a news interview. People do this all the time. But yeah, like you've always said here on the show, and that's one of the things I do like. You know, I like when you talk, you know, have your pop culture guys on, and the Star Wars stuff was great. I enjoyed that a lot. Your stuff with Mike and the year 1991 in review in music, that was kind of my year of high school and college, so I enjoyed that as well. But I like that you kind of wrap everything up with that positive, you know, and I think it's okay to be cynical and be critical of things. That's just being human. But what you do then beyond that, and those actions that you take in your everyday life, and you know, you don't have to have a lot of money or spend a lot. It's just that little bit of time, that little bit of effort, even if it's just as simple as, you know, leaving some extra change at the vending machine at work, that the next person that comes by gets a free soda, or, you know, opening the door for someone or waiting, you know, just those small gestures not only make the person you're helping feel better, it makes you feel better as well. And I think that you truly, just, you know, in a world of cynicism and hatred and so much discourse, take 5 minutes and do something nice for someone else. And I promise you will have a different outlook and view on things.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I know in our society right now, there's a lot of, you know, I'm going to just say hatred and just, I don't know another word besides hatred for certain sides of all aspects of society. And it's something that I don't understand myself. I can understand a differing of opinion, but to have an aggressive hatred opinion of someone just because their opinion isn't like yours, I don't understand it. I think the world needs more positivity. That's what we try to, that was the point of this podcast, is to try to spread that positivity. And like you said, you know, if you do something nice for someone, even doing it not as a means to make yourself feel better, but if you just do it selfishly, you're going to feel better in the long run, in the short term, whatever. But if we can just get people to realize, just the world is so much bigger than we are, and instead of thinking so large scale, bring it back in a little bit, and just, like you said, that person next to you, do something nice for them, and then hopefully it just spreads, and, you know, who knows what can happen from that. You know, it's like Michael Jackson said, you know, you got to start with the man in the mirror. So
absolutely.
So thank you, Kevin, for joining us on this first episode of 2018. We've got a lot of good things planned for the year. And again, you can follow Kevin on Twitter at Kevin Hunsberger. Listen to my 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. Drops every Monday. And as always, do something positive.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.